VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's episode is pretty special as the video is about movies. As you know, I'm currently studying writing in a film school. Oftentimes, our job as a writer is to make people feel emotions and connect with the plot or the characters we write. But what is the reason we vibe with the things we watch? Today, we are going to find out when we see the video. This episode today is also very special because this is going to be the last pronunciation challenge I'll be hosting for a while. 对的，我又要来说再见了。I am going to say goodbye again, but this time I'm not going to say I'm forever not coming back. 谁知道未来会发生什么事呢? What I know now for sure is I'm going to Canada to study on campus finally as they're lifting the restrictions in Vancouver, BC.
我终于可以结束我痛苦日夜颠倒上网课的日子,要飞到加拿大的温哥华去上课,因为校园终于开放啦。
I will miss you guys so much. I've been having so much fun hosting for you guys. Seeing your recordings and comments have always been the highlight of my week. I promise I won't forget you. And if you want to follow my journey to Canada or you're just curious about me and what I do, feel free to follow me on my Instagram to stay in touch with me. My ID is IngridPants2, all lowercases. I'll be putting it in the description down below.I hope one day I'll come back to host again and to hear your beautiful voices. At the end of today's episode, I will be singing a little verse of a song for you as a goodbye for now. So be sure to listen till the end. Now, as per usual, let's practice today's sentence. The loveliness is drawing our attention to some of the struggles we face and to some of the things we really want but are finding it so hard to get. Reconciliation, forgiveness,tenderness, and end to the fighting, a chance to say sorry. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. The loveliness is drawing our attention to some of the struggles we face and to some of the things we really want, but are finding it so hard to get.Reconciliation, forgiveness, tenderness, an end to the fighting, a chance to say sorry.
好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips. 今天是最后一集，所以今天的句子特别长，当作是一个挑战，好不好？好，我们来看，首先 the loveliness, loveliness 可以分音节念 love, 大家应该都会念，没问题。加上后面的 ly 是 li 的音，再来 e 念 a 的音 ，OK，ness, ness, OK 加在一起 loveliness, loveliness。再来 ，is drawing, drawing 的 aw 念 all 的音 ，all, drawing, drawing, drawing our attention。这边的 attention 可以分音节念 ，a 念 a 的音，再来 tn 就是念 ten 的音。T-I-O-N 的 T 就跟 S 的音一样 shun, shun, our attention, 那 our attention 呢可以做一个连音 our attention, our attention, 再来 to some of the struggles, struggles 的 U 念 R 的音，那后面的 goals 的 L-E 舌头放上颚的地方，最后加上 S, struggles, struggles,struggles we face and to some of the ME 跟 OF 的 O 可以连在一起 some of the things we really want but are but the T 跟 R 的 A 连在一起 but are finding it so hard to get so hard to get 再来难的字要来了 reconciliation reconciliation 可以分音节念，第一个 e 念短的 a 的音，再来 o n 就是 on 的音，应该没有问题。再来后面的两个 i 要注意了，都是念短的 e 的音。reconciliation 再来后面的 a 就是 a 的音 ，t i o n 也是念 shun 的音。reconciliation reconciliation. 再来 forgiveness. Forgiveness 可以分成三个部分 for, give, 跟 ness. 它没有太 tricky 的地方，它真的就是 forgive 跟 ness. Forgiveness, forgiveness. 再来后面的 tenderness 一样可以拆三个部分 tender 跟 ness. Tenderness 接在一起就好了，没有太大的变化。再来 and 可以做一个连音 and, n 跟 and 的 e 可以连在一起 and 再来 to the fighting an end to the fighting 再来 a chance 那这个讲者因为他是讲英国腔所以他的 A 呢听起来会比较像 O 的音他讲 chance 但你不一定要模仿他习惯美式说法你就发 chance 就好了 a chance 或是 a chance to say sorry 好再来我们把这句话再来念一遍 The loveliness is drawing our attention to some of the struggles we face and to some of the things we really want but are finding it so hard to getReconciliation, forgiveness, tenderness, an end to the fighting, a chance to say sorry. Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is draw. Draw. Draw 是动词，那它有两个意思，大家比较熟悉的应该是画跟绘画的那个意思。那它呢，同时也有吸引或是引起兴趣或是注意的意思。那今天的这个句子呢，就是用这个意思。那我们来看一个例子。To draw Katie's attention, I threw rocks at her window. She finally looked out when I broke it. 为了吸引 Katie 的注意，我向她的窗户丢石头。我把窗户打破后，他终于向外看了。好，那我们看第二个 example. He's an artistic person. He draws, sings, and takes pictures. 他是一个很有艺术气息的人。他会画画、唱歌，还会拍照。那 draw 除了动词呢，它也有名词。那 draw 是名词的时候呢，意思是平局。平局就是平分的意思。For example,It's a draw between them last time they competed. They're doing a rematch today. 上次他们比赛的时候是平局，今天他们要再比一次。大家有看冬奥吗？我觉得这次我们表现得非常好。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 struggle. Struggle. Struggle 有名词也有动词。当它是名词的时候呢，意思是指应对困难而需要的挣扎。努力奋斗或是苦苦挣扎 For example, after her brother had that accident, it's a struggle for her to get out of bed every day. 从她哥哥出意外之后，每天起床对她来说都非常挣扎。再来我们来看 struggle 是动词的时候呢，意思是指身体上或精神上的争斗、搏斗、挣扎或是努力。For example, I'm struggling to get the report done in time.Could you help me with it? 在时间内交出报告，我有点挣扎。你能帮我吗？再来，我们看下一个单字 ，reconciliation。reconciliation。reconciliation 是名词，意思是和解、和好或是修好。For example, the two best friends become inseparable again after their reconciliation of the big fight.这两个最要好的朋友大吵和好之后，又像以往一样形影不离了。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，tenderness。tenderness。tenderness 是名词，意思是柔软、纤弱、柔或是温和、亲切、柔和的意思。For example, she looks at him no longer with tenderness, but with vicious hostility.他已经不再用亲切的眼神看着他了，现在是充满了剧烈的敌意。再来，我们来补充最后一个单字 ，tender， tender， tender 就是刚才 tenderness 拿掉后面 ness 的部分，那它是形容词，意思是温柔的、温情的、关怀的或是慈爱的。To his sister, he is tender and loving. 对他的妹妹，他既温柔又有爱。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I've been working on and off for VoiceTube and as a host for pronunciation challenge for about 2.5 years. My first episode was in March 2019. It's been a long journey. Thank you old friends and new friends who accompany me along the way. Finally, my name is Ingrid and hopefully I'll see you guys next time. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm